Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Check out our website at theroofershow.com, where you can find tips, strategies, and free downloads to grow a more profitable roofing business. We had a great mastermind meeting this morning where we talked about pricing, how to price your jobs, what's going on in the marketplace. And if this is something you want to look into, this is a great group of guys that we have and ladies where we support each other, we learn from each other. And these are contractors, from non-competing contractors from around the country, all doing about the same size. And this particular group is a $1 to $6 million in annual sales group. And we're just starting up some smaller groups, which are really startups to $1 million. And we really focus on that, doing the basics, getting these companies up to $1 million in business, doing their first million. So that's what these groups are about. If it's something you think you might be interested in, go to the contact page at our website, set an appointment with me. We can chat about it. It's a free call. And if nothing else, give you a few tips on your business. But as I said, today's group, we talked about pricing. And it was really interesting. One of the things we talked about, not only how people price their jobs, we share that information with each other. And it was interesting to talk about materials and discounts, what people are getting for discounts, how they're getting better discounts from their suppliers, from the manufacturers. There's a lot of discounts out there, cash discount, all kinds. And this really adds up because we're scratching our heads trying to figure out how a lot of these guys are just coming in and, you know, with these low prices, and we're all saying, well, you know, these guys are going to be out of business in no time. And, you know, but they're not. I mean, these are reputable companies. So it was a great conversation. I wanted to just talk about this because this was a great topic, and it's just going to be cut to the chase with John, our co-host, John DeLaurier from Peach State Roofing. We're going to go through his numbers because that's kind of what we did, and that's what we do in the group. I think we all got a lot out of this, and this is what's great about these groups. But we're just going to cut to the chase and get into this discussion with John, and we're going to get into how he prices his jobs. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby. And this is something particularly for these smaller guys that we're talking about for this group that we're starting up. And this is really the first step in setting up the good foundation for your business, and that is answering your phone. And that's what Ruby does. They answer your phone professionally with a friendly voice, and they take the information. It sounds like you're a professional operation, not Chuck in a truck, and they will leave a great first impression that's really going to tee up that sale. But if you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to another contractor where they can talk to a live person. And all that hard work to get a lead is flushed down the toilet. And this allows you to be freed up to do the things that you should be doing, particularly when you're starting up. you've got to be out there selling roofs. You've got to be out there marketing. You've got to be out there hustling and scrambling. If you're talking to a customer and your phone rings, you can't answer it. And that's what Ruby does for you. So be sure to go check out Ruby. A small or large company, have a lot of our larger companies that use them, even as backup when it's lunchtime or whatever. That phone is always answered by somebody quickly. So check out Ruby at get.ruby.com/theroofercoach. See what they're all about. It's a great service and it'll really help you out. All right, let's just get into it with John. All right, John, we were having a great conversation. Let's just cut to the chase. How should you be pricing your jobs? How do you price your jobs? And how do you price your jobs for profit? We had the conversation this morning. Things are getting a little tougher. Margins are getting a little squeezed. You got to know your numbers. You got to know what you should be charging, what you can charge for a job and still make money. What do you got for us?
So, I mean, now is the word of the day is pivot. Can you pivot? Can you move with the market? Do you know your numbers? And so we were just going over a job we just sold that we're going to do tomorrow. And let's get into it really quick. We are in ProLine's, we're in ProLine's dashboard right now. Going over this job right now. So this job is a $15,742 job. It is, not a big job, pretty small job, but it's a unique job for us because it's a low slope roof. The whole thing is, it's kind of one of these, coastal bungalows. And so just going through it really quick on what you should expect to hit a 30% gross profit margin on a job like this. And some people say that's high, that's low. I'll just show you how we got there. So this job is, relatively easy to do, one story. So we're in our market. We pay $100 a square for labor for this type of job. It's tear off and installation of a 2-ply mod bit membrane for this residential job.
I asked you this question. Who's paying for the dump fees then? It's going off. You got a trailer.
Great question. So everyone has different crews for different and different costs for these, but our crews actually provide a dump trailer. And so that is included in the $100 a square. On average, you can expect to pay about $15 a square for a dumpster. So if you're paying a crew $85 a square plus $15, if they don't have their own dump trailer, then $100 a square is where we end up. And so it's better for a lot of people when you do this because they can actually make a little bit of money and, they can actually control where the dumpster is. And so we can just be a lot cleaner with the job. This job's going to be very clean. It's going to be very easy to get the material off the roof. There'll be some repairs and then we're going to install, base sheet, drip edge, all the custom flashings that we're going to need for that little roof. And then the cap sheet on top be done hopefully in one day. The customer decided they wanted to finance this job. So you'll see the merchant fee there is 8% because they wanted the 12-month no interest, no payment option, which is an 8% dealer fee. The labor again is $100 a square, and then that's $2,400. Moving forward, the material for this job, this may be a little different than most people because it's not a shingle job. It's you know, flat roof, low slope material. It's just under $5,800. And then, of course, we pay commission to our sales person as well. We pay 10% of the total contract price. That leaves us with $4,727 or a 30.03% gross profit margin for this job. This is pretty accurate. It's not really going to change. These numbers are pretty fixed. The material could change, but it's probably going to be in our favor. We may have some leftover material at the end of the job. We had some custom drip edge. We do all these with custom drip edge for the, we don't use the standard 1.5-inch drip edge because we want to install that mod bit the correct way. And that takes a larger drip edge. So we had a local metal supplier create that drip edge for us, which is about $1,000 for this job, just over $1,000 for the drip edge. Anyway, that is the end of it for our job that we priced today. 30% gross profit margin. Happy to share how we did that, how we sold that. But it's the right thing to do by the customer. We're not just laying on an extra cap sheet and just calling it a day like a lot of people do. We're actually removing everything, replacing rotten decking, installing the base, installing the cap, and installing all the custom flashings that go along with that, which is really important for the customer. So that's where we're at with the price of the job.
All right. Let me go through my numbers that I'm looking at. This is the way, this is what's important to me. We said the job's around 15 grand sell price.
15,742.
Okay. Just rounding these numbers out, your labor was about 15%.
Correct.
The cost was 15% of the sale price. And this is what I'd be curious about for our listeners, how you would do it. Okay, so that 15%, that includes the dump fees. Okay. Your material costs, roughly 37%. Would you say this is high or low or generally the same? You said it's not a shingle roof.
So. Yeah, so it's really hard to compare this with a shingle roof, but let's just do it really quick. It's going to be way high for a shingle roof, I believe. Let's look at it.
And this is why I look at
it. Yeah, it's going to be higher. We'd pay a lot less, probably $1,200 less for shingle package versus this low slope package.
Okay. So I want to see these percentages. Everything should be in percentages now. So on your financial statement, same thing. You look at the percentages because that's what we want to see. We talked about it before, a third, third, and a third, right? Third labor, yep. Third material, third overhead. It's not like that anymore.
No.
Materials way up. Okay. So you got 37%. This merchant fee now, 8%. That's cutting into your margin,
mm-hmm.
big time. So tell me how that went again, because that was interesting talking about this is a wealthy, it doesn't matter if it's wealthy or not. In your experience, what you're seeing right now is the more wealthy they are, the more likely they're going to be to finance it.
I would say never judge a book by its cover. It's not that they need it. They may just want to finance it to use other people's money. I mean, it's classic Chris Scovel. Do you want to use my money or your money? And so like, it's not our money. It's a third party financer, but they get the idea. So I would say push financing because it helps the customer and you never know if they're going to use it or not. But you want to have that conversation before. The challenge is getting them to commit before you give them an estimate so that you're covering your cost of that merchant fee. So yeah, don't judge a book by its cover and then try to have those conversations about how they're going to pay for it up front. That will help you. Fortunately, in this case, we're still at 30% after all of our fee, all of our direct costs are paid for. We're still at 30% margin.
I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. We're filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us. And tell them Dave sent you. And you got 10% commission.
Yep.
As a job cost. Now, this is where people do it differently. Sometimes it's down, sales cost is an overhead. Sometimes it is in your job costs. Now, it's a lot easier to do when you're paying a percentage of the job. A lot of people pay salary plus, all kinds of complicated ways. Mm-hmm. It's more difficult to charge it directly to the job. In that situation, it's what I found. What do you think?
it's different strokes for different folks. I mean, I think this is really, really easy because there's no figuring out another type of overhead expense. It's just directly to the job. They sell it, they get paid, and we know exactly what our costs incurred for this job in particular.
I agree. But a lot of people would have that. A lot of contractors may have that down in overhead, not as a job cost, which is why it's so difficult in our industry when we talk about, you know, what's your gross profit margin? Okay. Well, that's 10 points off. Well, if you didn't have that fee in your job costs, this would be a 40% job.
It would be a 48% job because if we didn't pay commission or the dealer fee, we would have a 48% margin on this job. Correct.
So what you ought to do is scale back, go sell all your old jobs that don't offer financing.
Well, then it's hard to sell. This customer was to the point where they were going to only use us if we had that 12-month no interest, no payment option. Mm-hmm. That's the only way they're going to do it. And I was like, okay, well, we'll do it. So it's the difference between less profit or no profit. That's what that's the situation we were in this one.
And you're saying that if you did not offer financing, you probably wouldn't have gotten this job.
They told us straight up we wouldn't have gotten the job.
So we've done a number of podcasts about financing, why you need to be financing. And I think particularly as things are slowing down, which we had this conversation, tell us real quickly about that conversation that you had. You posted this on one of the forums.
About the one today that I posted?
Yeah.
Okay. I posted in a couple different roofing Facebook groups.
Because we are talking about how to price our jobs.
Sure.
You're talking about it's becoming much more competitive. I mean, much more. Margins are being really cut. A lot of pressure.
Correct. And it's not just our market in Georgia. It's all over the country. New Jersey, Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas. Like there was several. Those are just states I think of off the top of the head from the comments. So what I see is a lot of people, and the typical response would be like, oh no, they're chucking a truck. Well, that's not in my case particularly, it wasn't chucking a truck. It was very well-known branded companies with wrapped trucks, bunch of 5-star reviews, and they're selling it not all at half, but there was one job in particular that was half of our pricing. So we were like almost 20,000, like 19 something, and they were just at 10,000, just over 10,000 for 12-12 super steep roof. Ended up being, if you do the math, you know, per square, it's about $295 a square, which is an insane price. And so I talked to another contractor, reached out to me in our market and said that it drives him crazy too, because this company, there's two other companies that do this at least. He mentioned four of the companies. These are all, again, a bunch of 5-star reviews, well-known branded companies, not chucking a truck, been in business for 7, 10, 15, 20 years. This is not a we'll be gone in 3 years kind of situation. These companies operate this way, unfortunately relying on supplier and manufacturer rebates to supplement their own personal income. That's the only dollars possible because they buy from the major distributors. They're not buying from third party necessarily. They could be, but the only way to get the rebate is buying from the major suppliers. So a lot of activity on that post about how I saw three different proposals we sent in the past week be somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 less than ours. And another example was a 68 square job, 12-12, all cut up, valleys, metal, all kinds of flashing. And somebody was $9,000 less than us on that job. And where our margin was going to be about 34%. So they're just, I mean, bottom of the barrel as far as I don't actually know how they're doing it other than just getting really cheap material and really cheap crews, not paying their insurance, not installing a complete roof system. I don't actually know how they're doing it other than cutting those corners. And again, this is a $1.2 million house and we haven't lost it yet, but it's looking that way. The customer is looking at, you know, he's bought this house. He doesn't want to pay an extra $9,000 for his roof in his mind. And we showed him all the value. They give us all the good feedback. You guys communicate super well. You have extreme professionalism. We know you're going to do a great job. We trust you. We like you. This is actually a referral from a realtor. So we have all these, you know, positive things, and they're still like, no, we're just going to do it for $9,000 less. So it's a challenge. So how do we pivot? We're working on that right now at Peach State Roofing to make sure that we're still competitive, still making profit on these jobs, and still staying in business for a long, long time.
To remind everybody, we're talking about how to price our jobs correctly. So you'll make money on this job, assuming you get it.
And we're starting it tomorrow. So yeah, we did get it.
Oh, okay. So you're able to do that. So somebody's doing it half your price. How are they doing it?
We know for a fact they're paying their crews 40% less than ours. And that's one thing. And then the material that they're getting is probably not what they're actually selling. It's the same. They may say it on their proposal, but they're not actually installing these things. The accessories they need for the system warranty, because we're buying from the same suppliers. So they're cutting corners in some way.
I would agree. Or they're not making any money. Well, they ain't making any money. I'll tell you that too.
Definitely not making any money.
No. And they destroy the market for everybody else. That's what really sucks. That's what always pisses me off. Okay. But you are still selling, even though the margins are really tight, business is way down, you're still selling one out of four jobs, which may not be ideal, but you are. And that's not bad. But the problem is your lead flow is dropping.
Yep.
Right?
That's dropped quite a bit.
That's a problem. What are we going to do about that? What's working? What's not?
So we're doing, we're about a month into doing Brad Acres' program of targeting specific neighborhoods that we just visually see that need new roofs. So we send postcard campaigns, multiple postcards in the same neighborhood, same streets that we see. And then also going in the neighborhood during an inspection, putting a door hanger. And then when we build a roof in that neighborhood, we also put another door hanger again saying, pardon our noise. Then we obviously do tons of yard signs and then have our wrap trucks drive through as well. And so we're trying to hit them with at least four different ways of letting them know who we are, who they can reach out to. There's a QR code on everything. There's a phone number on everything. Showing why we're different on each one and why they should, you know, give us a shot at least earning their business and having trust in their roof.
And as we always talk about, the goal is for every job we do in a neighborhood, our goal is to get one additional job. And this is what we're talking about. Leads are down. What are we going to do? We're going to make the most out of those leads that we get and every job that we sell, which is, we're talking about referrals. How do we improve that? And that's really the big thing. And that's where Brad, who was on the podcast a few weeks back, Brad Acres, really has dialed in. He's got a great program for doing that because that's everything. How do we get more referrals? Generally, roofers really suck at getting referrals. If they ask once, it's not how it works. You've got to really have a good strategy, don't you think?
1,000%. You need to be asking early and often, and often and early. You need to be doing it all the time.
Tell me about the LSA. We just had a conversation about that.
So it's going to be different. Google local service ads is going to be different for everyone in different markets. But what I see the trend being is that we were paying $106 per qualified lead. It was difficult to dispute some of those that weren't actually offering, you know, asking for our services. So that was just wasted money. And then the quality has been just significantly less. So almost all of them are repair leads that generally needed a repair. and a really small repair. So if we can sell a $500 repair, but we're paying $106 to get it, and then we're, you know, going out there, we're not really making any money on those leads. So for the time being, we've stopped doing LSA. It used to be around $35 for an appointment, which is a little different. And there were a lot more of them, and there were actually shots at doing replacements as right. well. So
quality seems that it was a lot better.
Yes.
Before. What about paid ads?
We haven't done those in a long time. That the cost to acquire a customer is extremely high. Whether you're of some magical PPC guru yourself and able to run the ads, which I don't recommend because most people are not, or you pay a company thousands of dollars a month, your acquisition cost becomes very, very expensive. And so then if you combine that acquisition cost with the competitive profit margins that where people are selling at, then you're actually not making any money at the end of the day to acquire these customers. So, yeah, it's tough, but you got to pivot. You got to figure out how to get these leads and then how to price these jobs so that you'll win them as well.
We got to be grinding right now. We got to be doing everything. So I think the takeaways here are, one, you got to know how to price your jobs and see where you can be, because, you know, we talk about keeping crews busy and so forth. Yeah, that's a tough call. You know, like I said, I've had my roof on my house replaced 20 times by my guys mowing lawns, painting the house, whatever. You want to keep your guys busy, but on the other hand, you just cannot stay in business by taking a loss. So it's tough. So know how to price your jobs. Learn how to get referrals from each of those jobs. Get one additional job in a neighborhood for every job that you do. And this, we're talking about dominating that neighborhood through postcards, job signs, hangers, all kinds of things. You do any door knocking?
We do door knock around jobs and around inspections. We don't just go door to door, but we definitely do door knocking around. So we have a reason to reach out. Hey, sorry, if you need anything, if some of our shingle wrappers flew in your yard, then we're here for you.
Well, that's some great stuff. Anything else you want to leave with us?
Don't give up. It's definitely rough out there, but don't give up. It's just we're trying to fight every single day and do the same sales activity. I mean, it's a good thing. I recommend Brad's program because it gives sales activities for everyone in the company to do. It's really a good thing. You're not just sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring. It's something that you can do proactively and actually give yourself a shot at getting new leads and new sales.
I think the key is consistency. Is you had mentioned that you're not really doing all of the things in the program that, you know, are great, but you're doing a fair portion of it, but you're being consistent. Don't you think that's the key to really, you know, I think consistency, just, man, stick with it and do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. So not any program is going to be perfect for your business. So pick the things that you think that you can do consistently, and then exactly what you said, just do them consistently every single day you can. And it will pay off, because we are getting activity. We are getting estimates. We are getting inspections. So just continually do it. Sales has always been the same. If you do those consistent sales activities, you will progress and make sales.
It's no mystery, man. Just comes down to the basic blocking and tackling. Do it well, do it consistently, do it every day. All right, John. Hey, great information. Hope the market improves, even though we never want to use hope is not a good business strategy. Plan it out, get in there and grind away. Thanks, John. We'll see you next week.
See you, Dave.
All right. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you want to learn more about our coaching services, our mastermind groups, or our fractional CFO services, where we come in and analyze your financial statements, teach you how to understand the numbers. It's everything numbers. go to our website at theroofershow.com. Check it out. Set up a free call with me, and we can talk about what we do and whether or not we can help your business. And be sure to check out our new YouTube channel at youtube.com/@DaveSullivanRoofershow. And particularly on this show, you can see John's numbers. It's really helpful to see the screen and see what we're talking about. So check that out, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.